Chingford, Corbyn attacks pay freeze during tour of marginals. Ian Paterson, Waltham Forest Socialist Party. Jeremy Corbyn has launched a 60-seat tour of the most marginal constituencies. Chingford, East London, once a safe Tory seat, was his stop on the 6th of June. Up to 400 turned up at less than 24 hours' notice. Even more would have come if the venue was widely advertised in advance. When Corbyn said he'd end the public sector pay freeze, it went down a storm. Locally, Barts NHS Trust workers are on strike demanding a pay rise. Whips Cross Hospital porters volunteered to speak to the crowd, to appeal for their support. Unfortunately, this offer wasn't taken up by the organisers. The striking workers held up signs for Jeremy's entire speech asking him to back their campaign. Although he didn't refer to them in front of the assembled audience, he did tell them personally that he'd be in touch to back their strike. Socialist Party placards backing Corbyn's policies were taken quickly. There were only enough for a fraction of the crowd. But scandalously, one of the organizers of the event went around telling people to put them down. These undemocratic methods, normally associated with the right wing of the Labour Party, do not help to build the anti-austerity movement. Despite this, 37 people bought copies of The Socialist. And 4 of them left their details to find out more about the Socialist Party. As workers tire of the Blairites, more and more demand their deselection. This version of this article was first posted on the Socialist Party website on the 10th of July 2017, and may vary slightly from the version subsequently printed in The Socialist.